There's always a malcontent. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I think I know a certain Iraqi reporter who's been watching too many Austin Powers movies.
That really hurts.
Oh, but he was no match for President Bush, who proved he has far better reflexes.
So what if the guy threw a shoe at me?
Two shoes, actually, and the president brushed it off. And that showed class. For a moment, I thought we were all going to have to fly barefoot now. But no, an Iraqi reporter throwing shoes is just more evidence of the evolving freedom in Iraq. And the other journalists in the room were mortified by the bad manners.
You know, they were, you know, said, this doesn't represent the Iraqi people.
Except in Sadr City, Samarra, Najaf, Mosul, and Kirkuk, where protesters filled the streets, burned American flags, and considered the reporter a hero. And so once again, Americans are asking, what does it take to be loved over there? Except actually, we gave up asking that long ago, didn't we? Maybe the real news here is that Iraq is on the front page again instead of getting a few sentences in what's left of your local newspaper. Today it's the most read, most viewed, and most commented, all because of that shoe. The TV network that employs the footwear hurler says the real test of Iraq's progress will be what happens to him now. He was described as crying like a woman when the prime minister's bodyguards dragged him out.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly, you fight like a woman.
Will he just disappear or be released? But you know what? I doubt most Americans care about that part of the story either. Because over here, alas, this war got the shoe long ago. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.